So we're welcoming to the program today Dagny Ashley, and Dagny is the City of Quincy's Director of Tourism, who was appointed earlier this year. And Dagny, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to meet you virtually, unfortunately, hopefully in person soon. But as I mentioned, you were appointed earlier this year, which was probably first time ever appointed during a pandemic, obviously. But tell us, if you can, a little bit about yourself first.
Yeah, it was pretty much a couple months before, so quite not what I expected to endure in March. I was looking forward to putting together a great marketing plan for tourism in Quincy, and the pandemic shut us all down. So that marketing plan went out the window, and we had to refocus and kind of learn as we go along with the pandemic. It's pretty much where, we're going month by month, sometimes a week by week, especially at the beginning, but it's been an adventure, and we're all, we're doing fine. I think we're doing well as far as managing our messaging to visitors, to, local residents. So and we'll continue to keep doing that. Moving forward.
Now, you came here from New Bedford, is that right?
I did. So I'm a graduate of Lesley University with a Bachelor of Arts degree. I began my career in tourism at the Southeastern Mass Visitors Bureau, which is a regional tourism council. And we do marketing and promotion for 20 cities and towns. I worked there for probably around 14 years. And then I headed up to Boston to work for the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism, where I was in charge of domestic and US and Canadian travel. And I worked there for approximately about 6 years as the group tour manager and conference coordinator. And then I came back to New Bedford and worked for the mayor of New Bedford as the tourism director for the 7 years prior to you coming to Quincy.
So
what long was time.
Quincy, Dagny, that attracted you to the City of Presidents?
Well, fortunately, when I worked for Mott, I was able to work with Quincy a lot. And over those 6 years, I noticed how much Quincy had to offer. Beautiful city, lots of history, culture, so close to Boston. It had so many assets to work with. So I've always loved working with Quincy when I worked at the state. So it was a natural fit for me when the position came available. And I look forward to making Quincy the tourism destination that I know it can be post-pandemic probably. But in the meantime, I will keep pushing forward to keep Quincy at the top of folks' mind.
Yeah, have you actually moved here to the city?
I have not yet.
Oh,
probably
yet?
Probably not a good time to do that right now. So, but those were my original plans. So I decided to just hold off on that right now.
Sure. So, pre-pandemic, what were your plans for Quincy?
So we put together a really good marketing plan. Both domestically and internationally, to heighten the level of Quincy's as a viable destination for folks to visit. There's a lot of history, a lot of culture. I mean, Boston gets a lot of visitors a year. Millions of visitors come to Boston, and we are, miles down the road. And we wanted to have those folks come to Quincy, come see what Quincy has to offer. I mean, the City of Presidents, not every city can use that as their motto. And there's a lot of history there, just, the Adams National Park, the shoreline, the beaches, the restaurants are galore. I mean, you could probably eat around the world in Quincy with all the restaurant offerings. But there's so much to see and do. You have the USS Salem, you have, the walking tours, so close to the Boston Harbor Islands. There's just so much. I mean, the Blue Hills are so close. So there's a lot of different, niches that you can use to attract folks to the city. We have great hotels, great places to stay. So our marketing plan encompassed, both regionally, domestic, and international marketing. with lots of trade shows, conferences, promoting, advertising, radio, TV. And like I said, we had to scratch all of that. So our primary focus right now is local. It's all about supporting our local businesses. We want to keep those folks, you know, running as much as we can, any kind of support that we can offer them. That's our main focus right now is Quincy and all of the local businesses. So a lot of our marketing right now is focused primarily just on Quincy local. Buy local, eat local, do local. We want Quincy residents and folks from the, you know, different cities and towns surrounding Quincy to support local businesses. Come into Quincy safely. And we tell folks we will welcome you with socially distanced arms. And it's a safe city. So that's our primary focus right now. Yeah. We've actually done some print advertising, some radio advertising that we're doing. And it all falls in line with what the state is doing. The state is doing a My Local Mask campaign. So the whole state is rallied around keeping Massachusetts the local brand. And that will benefit Quincy as well.
Yeah. How many, I mean, you know, in a perfect world, if the Adams National Park were open and some of the other sites were open, how many visitors would you say Quincy gets per year?
Well, I know the National Park had given us some numbers from probably, I want to say, a couple years ago. I know that the visitors were over 50,000, probably around the 60,000 folks that were coming into the park. National parks draw a, you know, ton of folks. People, you know, look for those national parks. They want to use their passport. They want to visit historical places. So I know that's one of our, you know, huge assets in Quincy is the national park. And we understand why, you know, they can't open right now through the remainder of the year. But we hope to regain those visitors. So that's our goal right now is we're still doing messaging to folks outside of, you know, Massachusetts about Quincy, keeping that Quincy brand at the top of mind. So when people are dreaming now and planning to travel later, we want Quincy to be on their list. So we're still receiving visitor information requests, people asking for information on Quincy for 2021. So that's all positive signs that people are still looking at Quincy as a destination when they visit. And that's what our goal is too, is to keep that, to keep those folks in mind.
Sure.
And let them know that Quincy is here. We're going to be here. We're not going anywhere. And post-pandemic, we want you to visit.
What do you think, Dagny, are some of the main kind of hurdles or roadblocks that have kept Quincy from becoming a, you know, a primary destination for tourism?
I mean, we're so close to Boston, so it's, you know, all of the tourism offices in the state, right? It's a competitive industry. Friendly competition, I would say, because we're all friends and colleagues, but we're all vying for the same tourist, right? Mm. So when people are looking to come to Massachusetts or do a New England trip, they're all looking for these unique off the road, you know, off the beaten path destinations. They're looking for something different than they have in their, you know, their state. And so you have to get up there and actively market and promote. So anytime you stop, you lose a lot of valuable market share. And then in tourism industry, it's all about relationships. So it's building those relationships with tour companies, tour operators, you know, small reunion groups, bus tour, motor coach industry. So it's developing those relationships. And those are the key factors in getting people to your destination. And you have to do radio, TV, print advertising, you know, keeping that brand alive and letting people see that there's a destination. And also some of the offerings, you know, we need some more walking tours, maybe some trolley tours, things like that, that get visitors moving around in the city. Transportation is key to having visitors move around to different parts of the city. So we want to work on those assets to increase, you know, tourism in Quincy mm-hmm. post-pandemic. And we were starting to work on that, starting to talk to some trolley companies, things like that, opening maybe a small welcome center in mm-hmm. the Hancock Adams Common. So we were starting to work on all of those, you know, assets to build up the tourism industry in Quincy, and the pandemic came. So we can't do that right now. So we had to put some of those things on the back burner. But in the meantime, we're, you know, beefing up our social media, redoing a new website, redoing the logo and the branding. All of those things are going to matter when, you know, post-pandemic, that we can really reach our target market.
Yeah.
So it's giving us the opportunity and the time to talk to all those folks, letting them know I'm in Quincy now, and letting, you know, reaching out to my contacts nationally. Internationally will take a little longer. That will probably be the latter part of 21 into 22. But we can still reach a large volume of domestic travel sometime next year.
Yeah. Do you think that, this technology that we're using right now, this remote capability, will be able to be used to attract tourists to Quincy in the future?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's been, a valuable asset that we haven't used before. And I think we're all beginning to, go with the new norm right now. So this is how we're meeting, nationally. With our, colleagues, and within the state. This is how our communication is right now. We're not getting together for large events or meetings or conferences, so we're doing it all virtually now. I'm sure some of it will still remain, but the tourism industry is a networking industry. So, folks like networking, meeting new folks, sharing best practices, things like that. We can still do that virtually. But I think on a whole, tourism industry will, once post-pandemic, we'll get back to actually in-person, meeting.
Yeah. So it sounds like you think there is going to be like a pent-up demand after this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Tourism is an industry, it's an industry that will rebound. People are not going to stay stationary post-pandemic. They're going to want to travel, get back out on the roads again, get back, to flying to destinations. So we know that it will rebound. It's just going to take a little bit longer than we expected.
Yeah. What do you think, Quincy can learn from some of the more successful, like the Bostons and the Plymouths and even Salems and New Bedfords, that mm-hmm. can be implemented here?
Well, we're all working together. So that's the good thing. And I came from New Bedford, and New Bedford was kind of in the same situation when I started there. They didn't have anyone actively promoting tourism in the city. So it took, 1 to 3 years. It takes about that long to kind of pent it up, that pent up tourism distribution, to get those contacts, to, reach out to your colleagues, to bring tourism back to a city. So it takes about that long. So this might, this might affect it with the pandemic a little bit, but it's still full steam ahead. I mean, we're definitely going to bring tourism back to Quincy. And like I said, we're all colleagues in the state. So my Salem colleague, there's someone now in New Bedford, Gloucester, and even Boston. We're all partners in bringing tourism back to the state. And we're willing to share those visitors, right? When those visitors come back, we're all going to be working together to share those visitors to bring back, our tourism industry. Boston, we have a really good partnership with the Boston Regional Visitors Bureau. I talk to them probably weekly, and they're helping us promote some things in Quincy, working together on some marketing plans, and even sharing some of those costs. So that's going to be really instrumental in post-pandemic reopening strategy, to stay in contact with all your colleagues. And Boston is going to be one of our biggest assets, right? With seven miles in between us, that's a no-brainer for us to work together. They work with Somerville and Cambridge and all of the surrounding cities in the greater Boston region, and Quincy is part of that region.
Sure.
So they're a great partner, and like I said, those relationships are important. So if you don't have somebody working with those partners to increase tourism to Quincy, it's not like folks are going to just come on their own. You have to have somebody pushing that out there, pushing that information, that's sort of like a commercial daily, to folks saying, come to Quincy. And that's where folks will, you know, say, I didn't know that Quincy had all this to offer. Or visitors would say, you know, I didn't know Quincy had all these attractions or a national park so close to Boston. And you still find that sometimes. You still find that with other cities. But the folks that I've spoke to, some of the visitors that have called or emailed, once I start giving them all the assets in Quincy, they're quite surprised. So that's what you need. Someone, you know, that's a Quincy cheerleader of tourism, getting out there and pushing that tourism towards Quincy.
Yeah. Do you have any sense, Dagny, for what the economic impact has been this year due to the pandemic in terms of tourist dollars?
Yeah, it's been pretty rough. We can't sugarcoat that because of, the hotel industry brings a large volume of occupancy revenue to the state and locally, and that's been impacted. It's probably, 50 to 60% down compared to last year, which is not good. And we know that it will rebound, but we're just hoping we could do more to support those businesses. You know, the restaurants have been affected, the small businesses, the gift shops, the, hair salons, all of the things in Quincy and all the surrounding cities that feed into that tourism industry market. So transportation and trolleys and ferries, the attractions, all of those things, we're hoping to, support them as much as we can in post-pandemic to bring visitors back to Quincy. And I think people will. I mean, I think people are kind of, hungry and thirsty to get out right now and do something. Coming into the winter, people are a little afraid of that. But hopefully, fingers crossed in the spring, we can start seeing a little bit more of that volume come back. So that's our hope. We're being very, very optimistic.
How does an increase in tourism here in Quincy benefit folks who live here? How does it kind of change the social makeup of the city and the way people view it who have already lived here?
Mm-hmm. So we tell folks all the time with tourism, right? So tourism industry brings other people's money. I always tell people that we want other people's money in Quincy, right? We want them to come here, spend money in our local businesses, our restaurants, our hotels, and all of that, those tax dollars go back into the city, which support schools and roads and the police and, all of the government functions. So all of that is tax dollars and all of that is money coming back into the city. So when visitors come here and spend money, that's what we want. We call it OPM, other people's money. We want other people's money in the city of Quincy. So that's going to be, our number one goal is to bring that volume back of people spending money in Quincy, supporting all of our businesses, essentially supporting all the government functions and folks that live in Quincy. Mm-hmm. So if you're, you're local in Quincy and you work at a hotel or your children go to school, all of those dollars come back into the city to support local Quincy.
Yeah. Do you find, too, that an increase in outside visitors also inspires kind of new interests from residents?
Absolutely. I think, and we saw a lot of that this summer. Folks were staying local, right? They weren't traveling as much. Some people did travel because we did get some travelers this summer. Mm. So it wasn't like no one was traveling. We got lots of calls from folks in other areas looking to come to Quincy, the beaches, and go out to eat for the day. So they were doing a lot of like daycations mm-hmm. or staycations for a couple days.
Yep.
And we were calling them safecations.
Safecations.
So, okay. Yes. Yep. So we were saying it's safe, we're socially distanced, folks are wearing masks. So, it definitely brought out a lot more folks in Quincy doing local things that they didn't do prior. So it kind of inspires people to get out and explore and be a tourist in their own backyard. And that's what we were pushing all summer, telling folks, get out and explore your city. This is your city. Some folks have never been to some of the, the grounds of the presidents or done some local things in Quincy. So it definitely inspires people to see, what visitors see when they come to their city. And we try to tell people that all the time. Put your visitor glasses on. and do a day trip around Quincy, because then it opens your eyes to see what visitors want, why they want to come to Quincy.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true, is to see it through someone else's eyes, you see it fresh again.
Yeah, I like to use that that motto with glasses, and we did, I did order some sunglasses. Hopefully in spring, I will be able to give them out to visitors and locals and tell them to explore Quincy through a lens of a visitor. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll be able to go to the national park and do a walking tour. So we will keep with that same campaign, including, marketing to visitors.
Yeah.
But we definitely want local visitor, our local residents of Quincy to get out and explore. We want that. Absolutely. And support businesses, right? Support your local economy. So instead of taking a daycation, in Salem, although my friends in Salem would love to hear that, but take a day trip in Quincy. You don't have to go far if you live in Quincy. But we also plan on doing that in the spring. Hopefully, if everything's safe to do so, a lot of us colleagues are working to do some cross promotion. So we might be telling some Salem folks, come to Quincy for the day, and they might be telling Quincy, come to Salem. So we're looking at all these strategies to work together come spring, that we can all share the same visitors within our local communities and outside of that.
Well, is it a benefit too that, things around here are pretty close, to each other. Certainly within an hour or so. Yeah.
Yeah. We're pretty fortunate in Massachusetts and in New England. So that's another added layer that we're working with our New England partners. It's difficult right now because all states have different safety protocols. Mass still has a travel advisory that you have to get tested and quarantine. So every state's different in the New England circuit. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of careful with that right now with the New England promotion. But we do work with our New England partners quite well because we do get a lot of international travel from New England and domestic travel.
Sure.
Folks don't come just for one state if they're going to come for 1 week or 2 weeks.
It's a region, right? Exactly. Yeah. Do you think it's important for residents for children of Quincy to kind of be cheerleaders for their community?
Absolutely. We worked with your colleague over at Quincy Access Television on two promotional marketing videos. And the whole concept of that was a local resident. So it was a local college student that put together the video, in through the eyes of a local college student, mm-hmm. on what's there to do in Quincy and what makes Quincy special to her. So I think that was a really good campaign. And a great video to share with folks that this is through the lens of a local, young person that lives in Quincy, and this is how she sees Quincy. So we were hoping to use that to inspire other local residents to see what there is available in Quincy. Some folks were quite surprised by the video. We received some calls and people were very happy to see that. So we will keep using that video to promote locally.
Great. We were happy to be a part of that. Sure. And we'd love to do more like that.
No, thank you.
Sure.
It was good. She did a really good job.
Will you be reaching out, your office be reaching out into the public schools, perhaps, for maybe some education to young people about what the city has to offer?
I'm sure we will later in time. I think the schools have enough to handle right now. So we did reach out to the Quincy College prior to the pandemic. And we were working with them with their hospitality program. So we were really excited and amped up to start working with their hospitality program at Quincy College and maybe utilizing some of their students for the Welcome Center, as cheerleaders of Quincy. And of course, pandemic came and we really can't do that right now with a lot of the students. And the same thing with the school department. But we will. That is definitely in the marketing plan. Because we just don't promote outside of the city. We like to promote in the city as well.
Sure, yeah.
The schools, the colleges, all of that are a big part of the whole picture of tourism.
I think that the overall theme is 2021, hopefully, will be the year.
Yes. And you know, it probably will be a little slow in the spring. We're hoping that summer will bring, you know, a larger volume that we can open up Quincy a little bit more to visitors in the summer and fall, hopefully. We're optimistic. Let's just get through this, you know, this winter with no events, no festivals, things like that. I mean, the whole state's in the same boat, you know. There are no events in the state that normally happen, and those usually bring a lot of visitors as well. So we're just going to keep with the My Local campaign and, you know, try to support our local businesses, you know, because the last thing we want to see is businesses closing, right? We know that a lot of folks have put their heart and soul into their businesses, and we want to keep Quincy flourishing with those businesses because they make up that tourism market. Without them, we won't have all that infrastructure in place to be a tourist destination. Sure. So our goal right now is, you know, local residents and businesses and how we can support them to bring business to their prospective business. So we're doing My Local campaigns. We're using iHeartMedia right now. We're doing a radio promotion on WBZ 1030 AM, and we're doing 97.7 The Beat.
Okay.
And we've done some other print advertising with some local magazines just to keep Quincy's brand alive locally and regionally, so folks know that Quincy is open for business. We're just doing it safely with masks, social distancing. But we still want folks to know that we're, you know, we're open, essentially. So we want, you know, people to visit restaurants, stay in hotels, but do it safely.
If folks have questions or comments, Dagny, that they'd like to reach out to you, how's the best way to do that?
They could either reach out to me through email. My email is D, as in David, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, at quincyma.gov. They can also call my office and my cell phone, because we're kind of, you know, back and forth. I go into the office a couple days. We work home remotely a few days. But they could either call my office or my cell phone, 617-404-6093. And also follow us on social media. We are on Discover Quincy Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and check out our website. Soon to come, a new website in about 30 days or so.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay.
It is very exciting.
Yeah.
We have a new logo, new branding. The website will be user-friendly with, you know, increased access to information about Quincy assets. Just friendly, a user-friendly website. Hopefully we'll be able to populate it with events next year.
Right, yeah.
So we're working on a lot of those, you know, back burner things that usually during times of tourism seasons we're really busy. So it gives us that time right now to work out all of those, you know, marketing tools, communication tools to, you know, better Quincy's communication. So that's what we're doing right now, is working on all of those communication tools. So this way, when we are ready to reopen, I can hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And, you know, get out there and, you know, meet with a lot of the businesses. We just started doing that again recently, just on a, you know, a smaller level, not so much going to have meetings or anything like that, but just going by, dropping off some, you know, some Discover Quincy guides and some masks and saying hello and how can we help you. We started doing that again once it was safe to do so. And I had started that previously in March, but the last few months was kind of like, let's not do that, but we'll let them get the summer business. And now that it's fall, we've been getting out and meeting them again, seeing what we can do, you know, just letting them know there's a communication there and that they can call us. Anything we can do to promote local Quincy that, you know, will help their businesses.
Sure. What will the actual website be? You know, what will the address be?
DiscoverQuincy.com.
Oh, still the same. Okay.
Yes. Yes. So we are just redoing the brand.
Gotcha.
So we're going to remain the same, discoverquincy.com. You can find us on all social media, the website. And any questions you may have, just give us a call. We're going to be involved in many things in the next few months with arts and culture, trying to help our arts organizations and our local artists, because they're also affected. So there's a lot of strategic approaching that we're doing with the marketing and tourism before the end of the pandemic.
Okay.
Hopefully sooner than later.
I know. I think that's what we're all hoping for, obviously.
Yes, yes. But there are lots of, there's lots of ways that we can all still work together in order to keep Quincy at the top of mind. We tell people, dream now and travel later.
Okay.
That's the best way of putting it right now, is just keep Quincy on your list and anything we can do to encourage you to come to Quincy when it's safe to do so.
Okay. Anything else we should add, do you think, right now, Dagny?
No, I think we've touched on everything. I mean, we've talked about the, local city. We talked about the Commonwealth. And I think the Commonwealth's doing a good job. They have a My Local campaign, so folks can also look that up as well. Businesses can also be a partner with the My Local Mass campaign. So if they just look up My Local Mass, and it will pop right up under, and they have a landing page under the state's tourism office. They are doing $1 million advertising campaign with TV commercials, billboards, print advertising. So they are they're doing a phenomenal job of helping the state with a local campaign. So businesses want more information on that, they can call me as well, and I can give them more information on how they can become a partner of the My Local Mass campaign. And it just broadens their reach, throughout the state. Which is also helpful, right? It's a free marketing tool that businesses can use to promote their business.
Okay, very good. Appreciate your time. It's so good to talk to you and meet you. Hopefully we can do it.
I know. It is. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Be well now.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.